Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, our special guests are from Opera Providence. Bob DeRobrio is here. Welcome back, Bob.
Good evening. Thank you for having us back.
Nice to have you back again. And Renee Delgazzo. Welcome back, Renee.
Pleasure to be here.
They are going to be talking about upcoming events and, unfortunately, talking about some events that didn't happen because of the awful winter we had. But spring is here. It's the middle of April, and everything is hunky-dory now. So we're going to get back on track. And, Bob, some of the things that happened this winter, you had to cancel your Valentine's events, right?
We did. We had scheduled two concerts at Blythewald Mansion and Gardens in Bristol, a January concert and a February. The January concert went off very well. February concerts, which was entitled Happy Valentine's Day, both of those on a Friday and Sunday afternoon had to be canceled. And they will be rescheduled. I can ask people to check our website, www.operaprovidence.org, for a rescheduled date in May, when it will be a little bit warmer than it was in February.
All right. So next month, hopefully, those will be rescheduled, and we'll have the information on the website for you. We're just waiting for a few last-minute details to confirm all that. In the meantime, Renee, did that make things a little easier for you, having snow, where you didn't have to put that that opera together, or was it worse?
Well, it was worse at home because I had to use my snowblower extensively.
It's always easier to sing than shovel, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Tell us what's happening in the world of Opera Providence now, preparing for this, and then you have concerts coming up in July, several of them, I guess. So you have the park that you're going to be doing, as usual.
Yes, Hopkins Park, and that's in July. And then we have our double bill of operas that we're performing at the Columbus Theater. And that's I Pagliacci and Suor Angelica.
All right. And that's basically what we're concentrating on today as far as music is concerned.
Right.
So we'll be thinking about the real warm weather at the Columbus. We'll be at the Columbus Theater. That's in Providence, and It's a great place to hear a concert. It's a little intimate. It's not this huge cavernous place. You can see well and you can hear great. So that's a good thing.
Yes, I don't think there's a bad seat in that auditorium. It's really a sweet hall. Has excellent acoustics, and the singers can be heard very well over the orchestra.
All right. Bob, we'll get back to you for how to get tickets and so forth. But let's get to a piece of music first, and Renee, we're going to start with which opera?
Well, we're going to begin with Suor Angelica, which will be performed first in the double bill that we're producing. The scene that I'd like to open with is the scene between the nuns called Laudata Maria. This is the entrance of two of the nuns. Travel. They go and they collect food and various victuals for the nunnery, and they've just arrived back with their donkey, and the girls, the nuns are very excited about all the different types of things that they've brought. So this is kind of a celebratory moment in the opera.
Pane, sorello.
You know, one of the things about opera is that there's not always a lot of things new happening. But I understand there's some new things happening in Providence in the world of opera, because at the library. Tell us about the situation there.
Well, I got a call from Kate Wells, who is in charge of the holdings, the musical holdings that they have at the public library. And she's very excited about this piece that they've had. It was produced in 1914. Written by a local Providence composer, John Archer, and it was produced at one of the theaters in Providence, and then it was also toured in Indiana. I don't know how it got to Indiana, but anyway, it's got some very beautiful music. It's called The Romany Maid, and it's set in the border of France and Spain. And so it's got some Spanish music and some French soldiers, and it's very much in the ilk of Victor Herbert and Zygmunt Romberg, and the music is very tuneful, very interesting music, and they have several photos of the production, and the costumes were beautiful. So it was they spent some money on this production. Anyway, they wanted us to perform 45 minutes of excerpts, and I'm putting a production together, kind of a concert with some choreography and a few instruments. It'll be in their auditorium upstairs at the library, and it should be a very fun event. The tickets are $10, and you can call the library for ticket information.
And the date?
It's May 28th, a Friday night.
All right. Well, that does sound interesting. And if someone ever asks, what is, French music and Spanish music and Indiana and Rhode Island have to do with each other, you now have an answer.
That's
there,
right.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to this opera that we're discussing, which is going to be July 24th and July 26th. What's the second cut you have for us?
Well, I'd like to move on in the story. Suor Angelica has been, she's really kind of incarcerated. Her family, she had a child out of wedlock. She's been in the nunnery for 7 years, and now her aunt, La Principessa, has come to the nunnery, and she wants her to sign over her holdings so that her sister can have a larger dowry. And so this is the moment when the Principessa comes in. The music is very, severe is the best way to describe it. And as is the Principessa, because she's kind of we call her the heavy in the opera. So this is she's a mezzo soprano, and this is the scene that we're going to hear next.
Thank you.
Talking about a presentation that's going to be done by Opera Providence on July 24th and 26th. And Bob, tell us about the facility at the Columbus. Is there, can you buy tickets there, or do they get tickets through you at the website?
Tickets are purchased directly through the Opera Providence, either by calling 401-331-6060 or by emailing me through our website, www.operaprovidence.org, and I will call you back and take your ticket order.
Operators are standing by.
One operator is standing by, me.
All right.
But I think that, you know, attending at the Columbus, you're actually seeing and hearing two things. One is being in a facility that's a mainstay in the city of Providence and that has a rich history of its own on Broadway in Providence, and secondly, taking part in these two productions that, again, have a rich history in being two of the great Italian operas of their time.
Now, there's a lot more to it than just the music. I presume these people are not singing in sweatpants, right?
There's fully costumed, fully staged orchestra. It's a true opera production.
Wow, all right. So you don't have that opportunity much in the city unless you attend Opera Providence. So that's a good thing to be doing, and that's, you know, it sounds like a long way off, July. It's mid-April now, but get your tickets soon. Don't be closed out, because they've had some great successes in the past. Renee, we have one more piece before we take our first break, and
yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, this is kind of a continuation of the La Principessa, and she's speaking to Suor Angelica, and in this aria she says, "You must atone." And we're hearing Giulietta Simeonato in the role of the Principessa and Renata Tebaldi as Suor Angelica.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence.
Oh.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Renee Delagaza and Bob DeRobio from Opera Providence. And Renee, you are the artistic director, but we would like to just a word about who actually conducts the music, the orchestra, for this presentation.
Well, thank you for asking. We have a really fabulous conductor this summer. Her name is Maria Sensi Sellner, and she's from Pittsburgh. Now, Maria has her own opera company. Last season, they performed Macbeth and Amal and the Night Visitors. And Maria is going to be conducting our orchestra. She's a seasoned conductor, and I'm very excited that we actually have two women in charge this summer. We have a female conductor and a female director, Michelle Hendrick.
Wow, so they're going to put you in your place.
Yeah. More likely.
Yeah, right. Now, as far as in the performance, are you in the performance?
No, I'm not. I'm just putting it all together this summer. I was in La Traviata last summer, but I am enjoying, you know, meeting all these wonderful artists and just putting the production together and working with Bob, of course.
Now, Bob, your role as president of Opera Providence is to obviously do all the behind-the-scenes things as far as getting the facility and so forth and so on, and tickets and advertising. So you've been doing that for a few years now.
Yes, probably since 2001.
Wow.
But I also have, my wife helps a lot in designing the programs and stuff and getting the information out to the public and also working on the website. So it's truly Opera Providence is more of a family operation between my family, the DeRobio family, and also Delagarza family. So
right.
We have members of the family that also work as stagehands and crew and lighting and sound and
walk-ons.
Construction and walk-ons. So it's a great experience for everyone involved with the production.
Excellent. All right. Let's get back to the music and tell us what this next one is going to be, Renee.
Okay. This next one is the aria that Suor Angelica sings. It's really a kind of a compound aria. The first part, she's asking the Principessa to, she says, well, I have atoned. I've been here 7 years. And then she starts asking about the welfare of her son, and there's she meets with a great deal of silence at first from her aunt.
Offrire il pisperdo, il pisperdo, il pisperdo.
Renee, we went a little bit long in our first segment, so let's get one more piece of music in here before we have to take another break. What will it be?
Well, this is the big aria for Suor Angelica, Senza Mamma, and in this aria, she realizes that her son has died, and she is just heartbroken by this news, and in this aria, she sings really to her child and hopes that she will see him in the next world.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Sweet!
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Opera Providence talking about their presentation that will be held on July 24th and 26th at the Columbus Theater in beautiful downtown Providence. And Renee, we talked a little bit about the conductor and the director, both being female, but we haven't talked anything about the cast yet.
Yes. We're very blessed to have a very fine soprano singing the role of Suor Angelica. Her name is Yuriko Nanoka, and she is actually from Japan, and she studied at the Longy School of Music. She sung in Russia. She did a tour there and had to take a little time off for health reasons, but she's back on track now. And I'm very pleased to announce that she will be singing that role with us. And doing the part of the Principessa will be Sandra Kelly, who's from the Boston area. She sung with several major companies in the United States and internationally. So I think that it's kind of a 1-2 punch. Mm. Those two ladies are very talented, and we should have an excellent production with their talent.
That's amazing. And now you and your role as a your work at colleges and universities, you get to see a lot of students. And I was a little surprised when you mentioned a Japanese singer. It's not something you hear every day, a Japanese opera singer, in comparison to.
In the last 20 years, there's been a huge influx of Asian singers from Korea, Japan, China, that are studying in America. And, if you look at the number of Asian students in many music programs here in the United States, you'll realize that there's...
Well, that's always been the case. Yeah.
Yeah. But now they're really starting to have careers. And we actually have two Asian women singing with us. Another Bebe Guan will be singing the role of Genoveva in Suor Angelica. So we have two Asian beautiful singers. They just have beautiful voices.
Great. Sounds like something to look forward to. All right, let's get back to the music and tell us what we're going to switch gears now.
Yeah, we're going to start at the beginning of Pagliacci with the prologue, Il Prologo, sung by the character Tonio. On this recording, it's Cheryl Milnes, and this is the opening aria in which the character introduces the tragedy that we're going to hear this evening.
Si può, si può, signore, signore, scusatemi se da sol mi presento. Del buon riprendere le vecchie usanze e a voi di nuovo invidiami. Ma non per dirvi come pria le lacrime che non versiamo son false degli spasimi e dei nostri martir, non allarmatevi! No! No! L'autore ha cercato invece pingermi uno squarcio di vita. Veglia per massima solti l'artista Yeah.
Bob, I'm just thinking back about all the times that we've done shows together, and I'm not sure we've ever talked about two operas on one billing before. Maybe we have, and I just don't recall it, but is this a normal thing?
These two productions are usually two one-act operas, and usually the one that's paired with I Pagliacci would be Cavalleria Rusticana. So when you hear about the productions, you'll hear of a CAF-PAG production. What Renee and I have found is that through our auditions that we conduct for the operas, we have so many sopranos and mezzo-sopranos coming to audition for us that we thought that it would be great to put on an opera that had, that featured a number of sopranos and mezzos in their roles. Mm. So we paired Suor Angelica with I Pagliacci, and we have our strong tenor, our strong baritone in Pagliacci. We have the one soprano, strong soprano in that production, and then Suor Angelica, you just have a multitude of great singers, great female singers, sopranos and mezzos.
Excellent. All right. Well, there you go. That explains it to me. See, I learn something every show. Renee, what do we have next?
Well, next we're going to hear a very steamy duet.
Uh-huh.
This is Nedda and Silvio, and Silvio is the local man who's very much in love with Nedda, and of course Nedda is married to Canio, so they're having a little tryst in this duet.
All right, and it's a little bit long, so we'll try to listen to the whole thing, but we might have to cut it just a little bit short.
Nedda!
Silvio! Pastora! Che imprudenza!
Abba! Sapea ch'io non rischiavo nulla. Canio e Pepe all'onde alla taverna, alla taverna oscuro. Ma prudente per la macchia minuta qui ne venni.
E ancora un poco, in Tonio ti battevi.
Ah, Tonio lo scemo!
Lo scemo e lo tenessi! Ma ora, ora qui, mi disse, e nel vestiale delirio suo, ma ci chiedeva,
fra quest'ansie in eterno vivrai netta.
I understand there's going to be another performance on July 29th. Tell us about that.
Correct. On July 29th, Upper Providence will be part of the Blythewald Mansion and Gardens Summer Wednesday Night Concert Series. So on that Wednesday, July 29th, we will be performing I Pagliacci as a complete opera. This is the third summer that we have presented a full-length opera as part of the Blythewald Concert Series. Those tickets are available through Opera Providence. They're $40 a person. 331-6060.
Okay, or operaprovidence.org. And you can get the information there where the performances are going to be, when, where, how, and tickets and so forth. Bob, thanks for coming in. Great to see you again.
Fantastic. Thank you for having us.
And nice to have you.
Hopefully there's
us.
No snow for the summer concerts.
Yeah, hopefully it hasn't changed that much. And Renee, we want to thank you. It's always a pleasure to see you, and sometimes we'll see you in different roles. I know you've been here for the University of Rhode Island and things like that. So
I wear many hats.
Many hats, and we're going to go out with one more piece of music from this, just a short little piece. Tell us why we're using this.
Well, this is the end of I Pagliacci, and Canio has, stabbed both his wife and her lover. And then he says, the comedy has ended, and this is the play out.
All right. For the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.